other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bruschetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning. Welcome to Monday, March 19th. It's a new week.
It is a new week.
It's our last week before our vacation.
I know.
Wow. Are you excited?
I'm kind of really excited. It's a much needed vacation.
Yeah. I know. I'm still not convinced I'm leaving, but
yeah.
I am, you know.
Yeah.
So I haven't even started getting ready or anything, but you still have a week.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. Next week, this time, I'll be taking off.
Are you a person to, like, pack, like, a little bit each day, or are you last-minute packer?
No, last-minute packer.
Yeah.
But I pack half my house, you know.
Do you really?
Yeah.
How many suitcases are you going to take on this
No,
trip?
Just one, you know. I mean, I hate carrying them,
yeah.
You know. But I stuffed them pretty well, you know.
I've gotten pretty good at that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like a woman. I need a few pairs of shoes. A few...
That's hilarious.
I know.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you go in for 10 days. You don't want to wear the same thing every
that's
day.
That's true.
You know?
It's true.
And,
I know.
And then I have to carry a suit because we're going to a wedding.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And that's a pain in the ass. I hate to carry things, you know.
I hear you.
It's too much. But I guess you don't have to carry anything. It goes from the car to the airplane.
You know? I take a lot of carry-ons because I get paranoid things get lost or stolen. And I shouldn't, but because, like, I usually have good luck. I should knock on wood right now. I just said that. But my parents have had the worst, like, the craziest horror stories. And they've lost thousands of dollars of, like, dresses, gowns, like, expensive clothes, jewelry,
really?
Everything. So, yeah, I now will carry all of my jewelry and all of my electronics in my carry-on. I actually have, like, huge carry-ons. I look like an idiot. People are looking at me like, what the hell? I don't care. And it's kind of like,
Did they let you take all of them
on
the plane?
But have you seen me? One time I got in an argument. Did you ever see Meet the Fockers when, like, they're in the plane and he's like, don't touch my stuff. And they're like, you can't have it. And he's like, bomb, bomb, bomb. Did you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a scene I acted out once. I swear to you.
Really?
It was so frustrating. Yeah. They're like, it won't fit on the plane. I'm like, yes, it will. And they're like, no, it won't. I'm like, I'm going to show it to you, prove it to you right now. And I got in this huge argument with them. And they checked my bag. And guess what? It was gone for, like, I did get it 2 days later. But I was just so pissed. They're like, if you don't let go of your bag, ma'am, you can't get on this flight. And I was like, no, I'm not letting go. It was actually really funny. But yeah. And then 2 days later, I get it. And I was paranoid.
Yeah.
So paranoid.
I don't blame you. I mean, what the hell, you know?
I know.
Yeah. So, you must have had a busy weekend, huh? You went running.
I did, and it was wet and
cold. It was raining. It was raining only Saturday morning.
I know, what the hell?
When you were running.
I know. It was the worst. I was like, it is muddy and cold and so wet. And oh, my God. Yeah.
But you still went through with it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It felt good. I wanted to do yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday would have been better.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well,
the marathon yesterday.
Yeah, after I did it, I was like, I could do the full marathon.
Yeah.
I know if I would have done it, I would have been like, what the hell did I get myself into?
Yeah.
But I kind of wanted to do it yesterday.
Wow.
I know. But instead, I went and had bottomless mimosas.
Really?
And I haven't drank in so long. I was like, I need to celebrate. And
yeah,
I haven't
exactly.
Drank in so long.
Now you can drink again because you did the run.
But I think I'm going to stop again because I just feel like such doo-doo today.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, what? Why? Actually, it's funny. I went to pick a flower off the side of the street and I pulled up the whole root and the whole plant came out and I was like, oh my God. And so I got dropped off at a friend's house because I was too stupid to drive. So my friend dropped me off at my other friend's house. So I went inside his house and I'm like, I brought you flowers. You're a fucking idiot. I know. I brought the whole route. I meant only to pick a few, but the whole thing came up. It's fine. Get a planner. Let's plan them right now.
Oh,
and he just
sent
me a picture this morning, and there's dirt all over his house. This is why I don't drink anymore, because I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
And I went because I wanted to go sing karaoke.
Yeah.
That was, what I wanted to do. And then it was canceled last night.
Really?
Yes.
So you drank and no karaoke.
I know, but I played Miss Pac-Man and I beat everyone in Miss Pac-Man. And I played, well, I'm like a queen bee in air hockey. You can like never beat me.
Really?
So someone tied me and I was like shocked. Like, oh my God, you tied me. That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was good. And then I played the shooting game, which I love because no one can beat me.
But that's okay. So they tied with you because you were drunk. Maybe.
Probably.
If you hadn't, you would have more won, than likely. Like you always do.
I'm like kind of a video game dork.
Yeah.
I am such a dork when it comes to video games. Yeah. I love them.
Yeah. They're cool. I know.
Yeah. So no karaoke, but video games. So I was happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like first-person shooters. And, yeah, I like things like that.
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't played in a while because I'm just not into it anymore.
Really?
You know, when my son was growing up and stuff, I was into it with him and stuff. Yeah.
I mean,
I don't have time for it anymore.
No. I love James Bond. But there's the best one. If you ever go to the Playboy Mansion, there's this thing called, like, shoot, don't shoot or whatever. It's awesome.
Really?
And it's like this tall, oh, my God. I know it's retarded. And you're like, who goes to Playboy Mansion and plays video games? I do, because I've gone so many times. It's like, I'm over it. Like, I don't care. But so I want to go in the game room. Like, or I play with the animals. But, like, the game room, I beat the whole game.
Really?
I was in it the whole party. I took my friend because he had never been. And I'm like, all right, whatever. I'll take you here. He have fun, whatever. But I was in the game room the whole time, and I beat the whole damn game. It's this game where they shoot back. You have to, like, jump and duck and, like, hide. It's amazing.
Really?
Because it shoots back.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. Yeah, anyway.
Okay.
I have issues. We know this. I like video games.
Sounds
I'm still a
good.
Child.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, no, they're fun. You know, and you said you were a tomboy and stuff when you grew up. So, yeah, so that kind of stays with you.
Kind of, yeah. I have every video game console there is right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, and I haven't played in a while, but I love the original, like, Atari games.
Yeah.
They're my favorite.
Oh, yeah, the Pac-Man.
Yep.
And yeah.
Which I have an Atari somewhere. I just can't find it. Somewhere lost in the garage.
Like Space Invaders and
Oh, my
Asteroids.
God, I love Space Invaders. Yep. And then I also have the original Nintendo. Did you ever play Contra?
No, not Contra.
God, it's so good.
Really?
Yeah, I still remember all the cheat codes. Like, in my head, like,
oh my
I can tell
God.
You right now. I know.
Whoa.
I know. Talk
That's
about
That's amazing.
Dark. I know I am.
Yeah.
I think the best is, like, Dance Revolution. Have you ever played those? Or Twister.
No,
well, then it turns into, like, Naked Twister, and then that's a whole other story. Yeah. Drunken nights playing video games. It happens.
Awesome. So you're feeling better today, though?
I'm feeling better, yes.
Good.
Yes.
Because you know you have protection around you and everybody's keeping you safe. And
yeah.
So.
I know. It's funny. I saw all of you guys when I walked in. I'm like, I got security.
Yeah.
Cool.
You guys got to listen to the Friday show if you don't know what we're talking about.
But, yeah.
Brigetta was sort of attacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the elevator.
I
was like a disastrous mess for so long. I was so sick to my stomach the rest of the day.
I don't blame you. I mean, that's scary shit, you know?
And I was debating, like, should I go and file charges? Should I not? You know, And I didn't, you know, like, because I talked to everybody and you're like, don't do it. But, you're like, you don't need to. And that's what pretty much other people were saying. But I just get worried because what if, I don't know, what if she follows me?
Yeah. Well, you want it to be documented, I guess.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I think there's enough people knowing what happened that if anything happens to you, people will know who to go to.
Exactly.
You know?
That's true. My tire slashed or anything else, I know who did it.
Yeah. He's carrying a lot of responsibility on his shoulders now.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to get my mace again. I used to carry it around. And I'm going to get some more.
Yeah. So you didn't mace him Friday, huh?
No, I didn't have it on me.
Oh, okay.
All right. Whatever. But I need him really good in the
balls.
Yeah.
You had your knee and that's important.
Thank God. And it was hard too because he's wearing all leather. So it's like, I don't know. It doesn't even probably, I wouldn't even think it would affect him because you're wearing all leather. So I don't know, but
balls are sensitive, man.
Yeah. He moved enough. Like he cringed enough. And then as soon as he cringed, that's when I was like, I broke away. Like I pushed him aside and like broke away.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the elevator door was still open.
Yeah.
While this was happening.
It was closed. I got in the elevator and it was closed. I closed it. I was holding like the buttons to close the elevator, which by the way, don't work to keep the elevator closed.
Yeah, they don't.
It's really annoying. And he's on the other side basically telling me what he's going to do to me and what's going to happen when the door opens and he's overriding it and ha ha ha, I'm not going anywhere. Ha ha ha, how do you like that? And what are you going to do when the door actually opens and I'm standing there and blah, blah, blah. Like, I mean, crazy stuff. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, oh my God. And I'm like standing here like, I just don't know what to do right now.
Wow.
And I'm trying to call you with my other hand while holding all the buttons. Like every button pushed, holding them in.
Yeah.
And it won't work because we're in the
I was just wondering because you should have just screamed, help, help, you know?
I yeah.
That would have put him in a bad situation.
True. Yeah. But I figured, like, there were people, or Carlos was in there, and I figured, like, I don't know. I don't know what I figured.
Yeah.
And then
no,
I mean,
it happens in seconds, you know?
Yeah.
It has not to do with stupid. I mean, you put yourself in a situation like that.
Yeah.
You're not prepared for it, you know?
And then it's crazy because then what do? I run up the stairs. And they always say in horror films, don't run up the stairs. And I ran up the stairs. And there was and there's a keypad. And people don't know there's a keypad. Like you have to get you have to have a key card to get in any of the doors. And I'm running up the stairs and I'm like, I don't even have a key card. What am I doing? And I'm like, I'm that dumb girl in a stupid like horror film. Because like I was telling like my roommates, like, I went home and I cried. And they were like, what's wrong? And I told them and they're like, why would you go up the stairs? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know why I ran up the stairs.
You just
I'm such an idiot. I just thought that I would like start pounding on the door and like you would hear or something. Yeah. I don't know. And then I heard someone running behind me, and I tripped and fell. And this is how scared I was. I tripped and fell, and I put my backpack, which I always carry, in front of my face because I was like, he's going to kick me. Here I am. I'm going to be kicked in the face right now in a stairwell, and no one knows I'm here, and I'm locked in a stairwell. Oh, my God. Yeah. This was all going through my head within, like, seconds. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, you're better now, and that's a good thing.
Yes.
You've had some time to recover.
Yeah, I feel better.
Cool. Well, let's bring in our special guest. We have a beautiful lady in the studio.
Yes.
And her name is Jen Padova. Welcome to the welcome to the show. Welcome
Thank
to the
you.
Studio, too. And Jen is an adult film star.
Yes.
And if you guys want to follow with us, the website is Jenerizer, G-E-N, E-R-I-Z-E-R.com, and you can see what she looks like and what she could do to you if you were in the right place.
I won't attack in the elevator, though. I am nice.
Yeah, you seem really nice. In fact,
yes.
You don't. She doesn't look like a porn star at all, does she?
Mm-mm.
Like a regular, normal girl. And I think that's what guys like.
Yeah,
huh?
I agree. Yeah. I think guys like
the girl next door type of a thing. Huh?
It's much easier just being myself and not you know, overdoing it. And,
And you're all natural. I see you don't have any work done or anything,
no.
Which is amazing.
That's awesome.
That's unusual in the porn industry too, huh?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Awesome. So, yeah, don't get any fake boobs.
No.
Guys don't like them. People don't understand
it
that.
Seems to be that way.
No. See, I don't... Okay. I guess...
Look, they look okay in the clothes.
Yeah.
But once you take off your clothes...
You're like...
They look like balls, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like balls.
Yeah. No, you know what I mean. Like a ball.
Like a ball. Yeah. You're like, I want to bounce it.
Yeah, exactly, you know? So, and it doesn't feel that great either, you know, so...
It seems to be half and half with guys.
Is it half and half?
It
seems
like
it.
Yeah. Oh. I think it just depends on the type of look in general that the guy is attracted to.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So were you born here in L.A.?
I was.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was born in Van Nuys.
Oh, my God.
Really? Which is not very far from
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Down the road. I haven't gone very far.
No, I guess not. But I understand you're visiting town now, right?
I am.
So you live in another place now?
I've been living in Texas for the last 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are you living in Texas?
My husband, he's a Mr. Important guy with his work, and so we're temporarily in El Paso.
Oh, I see. But that takes you far from your work.
You know what? It's okay, because a lot of the work that I do is from home, and I'm very fortunate to have that. And, you know, California's not that far.
That's true, yeah.
So,
yeah.
It works out.
True. So what do you mean you do it at home? I mean, what
like,
don't you have to have like a studio and things
no.
like that?
No. Oh. No. See, that's the great thing. You know, all natural girl and her all natural setting.
That's true. Uh-huh.
That's pretty cool.
So it's a whole package. Sort
exactly.
Of.
That's
wow.
kind of awesome.
Yeah. And does your husband do the filming? Is that how it works? Or?
No. This is going to sound funny, but I use like the 10-second timer on my camera.
Really?
Sometimes he'll help me out when I take pictures, but a lot of times I'm using the timer.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
It's hilarious. Aww. It has this feature where every 10 seconds it'll take like several pictures at a time, so you're just like constantly posing real quick.
So funny.
And tripods are awesome too.
Tripods are awesome.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So that's for still pictures, but what about video?
Same thing, tripod and things like that. Yeah.
And you do it by yourself pretty much?
On the most part, I have.
Really? Because somebody needs to move the camera though at different angles and stuff.
I'm actually going to start getting into that as well, and be a little bit more creative. So
okay, so it's more like webcam out. Type of a thing.
Yeah.
You place yourself in front of the camera and you do things.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It's just kind of like that.
So you do a lot of solo stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
But there is a lot of hardcore things on my website, and there's a lot of stuff that I've accumulated over the years that no one's ever seen. So I am still updating stuff from over the years onto my website as time goes by.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How long have you had your website, this one?
I would say about 8 years.
Really?
Yeah.
This particular website I've had for 8 years, but I've always had a website since 1999.
Wow. Yeah. So you started early.
And it started off as just a very basic free website with just free pictures and things like that.
Yeah.
And then it turned into free website with a forum for everybody to interact with me. And then it turned into a pay site. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
So yeah, you were born in Van Nuys. No wonder she's into porn. You know, I mean, she's right there where
right
it all happens.
It.
You know,
it's surrounded it's so by. True because I remember one of my very first shoots. They called me and said, okay, here's your address, your location, your time, and everything. And I said, you know, the address looks so familiar.
Oh my
gosh. Strange.
Yeah.
So I get there, and of course, sure enough, it's right across the street from Grandma's house.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're like, oh my gosh, your grandma's Anna? I'm like, yeah, that's my grandma.
Oh my God.
They're like, well, we won't tell her.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, it's okay. And so they incorporated that story into the scene, which was really cool.
Oh, that's so fun.
That's amazing.
That is fun.
Really cool. Yeah.
So you grew up here in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And so you went to school here, obviously, right?
I did.
Now, I read about you that you went to college as well, right? So, I mean, you're not just like somebody off the street.
No, she seems like she'd be really smart.
Yeah.
I try.
Like, I have moments.
I'm a good actress.
So what was your childhood like? Did you have both parents at home? And
my parents split when I was about 2 years old, I think. Mm-hmm. I might have these details wrong. But, yeah, they were both in my life. Family was very close, and it was great. I mean, you know, I lived from, you know, different family member to family member, so it was a little difficult at times, but there was always something we were doing, going places, you know, going to San Diego, going up north, and just having a good time.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's funny because a lot of people think that your upbringing has a huge influence on you getting into porn and the things that you do and the type of porn that you do, but I could see how that could possibly be, but I think it varies from person to person. It's not just a general thing.
I mean, you're not from really a broken family.
No.
I mean, it's divorced. That's fine. But it's not a broken family.
Absolutely.
And stuff, where you were like had a daddy issues and things like that.
No,
right?
I was daddy's girl. I got to see my dad almost every weekend. And, you know, he worked a lot, but he did anything and everything that he could to make up for that lost time.
Aww.
He's an amazing father. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
So he's just one of those people that I could always go to just to make me laugh and, you know, bring me up.
Yeah. That's amazing to have a parent like that.
Yeah.
You know,
not
many people do.
I think I'm very, very lucky to have an incredible dad like that. Because, you know, sometimes dads are the...
So strict.
The crack the whip and stuff and, you know, set such high expectations. And he...
That's mine.
He had an interesting different kind of psychology. He almost kind of... I wouldn't say force. That's probably, you know, lack of better words. But he kind of gave me that freedom to... make the choices on my own, even if I made the mistakes so that I learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with my mother. My mother, you know, is very much the same way. You know, develop your own, you know, set of mind and thinking skills and rationality and learn from your mistakes and go, you know, forth that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And are you close with your mom, too?
Oh, yeah. She's my best friend.
Really?
Oh, that's a lot.
She's, yeah.
You see, I mean, you would think that, you know, you get into porn, your parents don't want to talk to you, your family, like, you know,
my
abandons
parents.
You. And...
Mine would.
Really?
They're crazy.
Yeah.
There was a moment, actually, when my mom ended up finding out that I was doing some nude modeling. This is before I started actually doing porn itself.
Mm-hmm.
When she found out, I was actually a little nervous.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, gosh, you know, she's my mom. She's my best friend. I tell her everything, but I didn't tell her about that.
Right.
And so when she found out, I thought, oh, crap, like, this is going to be that one moment where it's going to really put a damper on our relationship. But she kind of, she came to tears a little bit and just told me, you know, I'm so happy and proud of you. And I think the thing is that growing up, I was so shy. I literally covered my body. Mm-hmm. I always wore long sleeves and big sweaters and jeans and just frumpy clothes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I wasn't social. I didn't date until I was like 19, 20. So I think she, you know, as a mother, she was concerned.
Right.
And
yeah.
I remember one day she was just like, you know, when is my baby going to start dating, you know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, if a boy broke his heart or broke your heart, you know, I could be the mommy to comfort you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, Mom, why would I want to go and get my heart broken?
Yeah.
So I think at that moment, she was just like, oh, gosh, my baby's becoming a woman and I'm so happy and proud
right.
of you.
Yeah.
So it was nice that she had that confidence in me.
That's true. Wow. Yeah, absolutely. Do you have any siblings?
I was going to ask that, yeah.
I have two half-sisters. They're one's 6 years younger, the other one is 7 years younger, and then I have a half brother between my dad and stepmother who is 8 years younger.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
The oldest.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And I'm looking here, you're what, 30, 31?
I'm 30.
Wow. You look amazing. You
I
really
know.
Do,
Thank
you know?
I know.
And she's tiny, you know?
Yeah.
She's got like
I would
a small
say like
frame.
24, 25.
Yes. Yeah.
And,
you just made my year.
No, but it's really cool. I mean, a lot of guys, I think, like you know, smaller women and stuff, you know, so can sort of like embrace them, you know,
yeah.
and cup you in one hand.
It goes
you know?
Both ways. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the big teddy bears because it makes me feel safe and protected.
Yeah,
yeah.
Same here. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
It's funny.
And I need protecting. We know that.
Yeah. You just shoot it out. You poor thing.
Oh, you'll never live that one down.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Wow.
Okay.
At least you're
yeah.
laughing.
I know. Thank you. How did you and your husband meet?
Oh, man. So we actually met off the internet.
Okay, cool.
And,
really?
One of the dating sites?
No.
Really?
No.
Like Facebook or something?
Yes.
Or, really?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Wow.
It's so weird. But you know what? It's actually not weird, I don't think, for this day and age
mm-hmm.
now. I mean, internet is such a big part of our lives.
Yeah.
So it is common. But yeah, we communicated through Facebook. Actually started on MySpace and then moved on to Facebook. But yeah, we started communicating, and as time went on, I just thought, gosh, like it's kind of nice to be able to talk to somebody that I really don't know that is more interested in who I am as a person rather
yeah.
than like, you know, for
right.
obvious things. And he's like a spiritual partner, so to speak.
Oh,
right.
Nice.
We really were able to kind of create a connection and a bond intellectually before we even met.
That's
and,
great.
Yeah, it was. I'm just very lucky.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky and I'm so thankful to meet somebody incredible like him, someone who's so understanding to my past and my present and, you know, the things that I want to do for the future. And
yeah.
It's just... I don't know
well,
what
that's
I did
cool.
To get that.
Yeah, you're
that's
very
great.
Fortunate that way.
Yeah.
And we'll come back to that. I just kind of want to go back and stuff.
Sorry. Yeah, he likes to go in order.
Yeah, I like to go in order, you know, to build the story here.
Sorry.
No, it's okay, because I know you're curious. I am too, you know. But because you always wonder about people that connect with porn stars who are not in the industry.
Right.
You know? And so,
it's
so we'll
be
talk
hard.
About that. Yeah. But I wanted to know, so you grew up here and stuff, and at what point did you decide? You were very shy. You said you
very
hadn't
shy.
You hadn't dated anyone till 19.
Yeah.
Wow. So at what point did you decide you're gonna like sort of like break out of that shell and take some risks here, take a chance?
I think the turning point was when I got my first job. I was working at Sears in the men's department, and being around just men in general shopping, obviously in that department, it kind of helped me develop some social skills and, you know, hanging out with the coworkers at work all day long.
Mm-hmm.
That really kind of helped push myself out there.
Right.
And I think from that, the girls that I worked with, they were just like, we need to, you know, put some cuter clothes on you. You know? And so when it was slow at work, they would go through all the other departments and grab all these clothes. And then they'd start like shoving me into the fitting room and telling me to, you know, try this on and you're going to put this on and you're going to wear that and you're going to buy it and that's what you're gonna wear and you're gonna look cute because you're too tiny and cute to not be wearing, you know, stuff like this, and I was just like, oh my God, what am I doing? I don't want to work here anymore. It's just horrible. Yeah.
So a complete makeover. That's what they wanted
makeover.
To do.
Wow. So from that point, over time, I guess, in a year and a half, I developed some social skills, thankfully.
You got more confident when you looked good, and you knew that you looked good, and you stood out.
Right. So I graduated high school, and then I went to go visit my best friend out in Pennsylvania, and it was god-awful hot and humid out there, which I'd never experienced in my life.
Really?
And, I was forced to kind of take off my layers of clothes. So that was that one point where I started to wear short-sleeve shirts and then returned home and was okay with that.
Wow.
And then I met my first boyfriend, my first love experience at Sears. We both worked there, and we were good friends for a while, and it just kind of developed into an incredible experience from that point forward. And he's the one that kind of helped me get out of my shell.
Oh, awesome.
Aww. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good. I just wanted to ask you something I totally forgot, but never mind. I wanted to ask you as far as, did you have like body image problems before that? Is that why you were covering up?
Yeah, I didn't think I was. It's so weird. You know that body dysmorphia? I think I kind of had that to a degree. I think I still do. Really? But as women, we're just hard critics, I think. We expect the best of ourselves.
That's
true. We don't just want to look good in our clothes. We want to look good outside of our clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've always kind of had that like obsessive compulsive personality.
Mm-hmm.
So I want everything to be perfect, not to forget to mention that I am Leo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go.
I am my own worst enemy. So I definitely did.
So you lived in Pennsylvania for a while?
No, I visited my best friend out
you
there.
You just visited
summer.
And stuff, and that sort of
weeks.
Like helped you come out of your
those
shell
2 weeks made a
mm-hmm.
huge
really
difference.
Wow, in two
huge.
Weeks
the humidity will do anything.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad. That's how I grew up, so it's bad.
And so then you came back here.
I came back here.
At what point did you decide you're going to go to college?
Right away. As soon as I was done with high school, I went straight into community college. Mm-hmm. Was there for a while.
Yeah.
2.5 years. I was doing that a little bit towards the end of high school as well, taking a couple courses just to try and get ahead of the game. And then I transferred to UCLA.
Were you always a good student in high school and that?
Yes. I believe I was. My family thinks I was incredible, but I have such high expectations of myself. I keep thinking that I can do so much better.
Right.
Yeah. I got good grades.
Well, then obviously you did well. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way you measure it.
Yeah. I didn't party or anything. I just should have.
So you sort of grew up straight. I mean.
I did.
Yeah. Until
I don't
you
know
developed
how.
Your social skills and everything.
I did. Yeah.
Wow, that's tough. Yeah.
It was tough to go to college too because I was still very shy and the thing is I wasn't so worried about the classes and the academic part. I just was scared to walk into class when the classroom's still, full of people and people staring at me as I walk in.
Right.
So, come on, Jen, get over yourself.
So now do you feel that maybe that had something to do with getting into porn, the fact that you were so quiet and shy and everything, and here you get to actually have maybe a different persona or something?
I think it's a combination of holding myself back from sexually exploring during my teenage years, which I think is a very important thing for most people to experience. So, as I got older, I think I was just ready to explode, and who knows, I could have been one of the very few women out there to go out there and rape a man or something. I got pretty bad.
Wow. The animal came out finally.
But I think also what helped get myself out there and have that desire to get naked and do those type of things is part of my personality. I mean, aside from the shyness when I was comfortable around people, I was extremely goofy and silly and, you know, just act retarded and stuff like that.
Love that.
So that was always in me. It was always a part of me. I just needed to figure a way to pull that out of me more and more often. And being around my father, he's, you know, just as goofy, if not worse. I think a part of his personality and how he raised me and things of that sort, and as well as my mom, I think just all these different aspects is what kind of makes who I am and what I want to do and how I do it and my approach.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
It does.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. It's just not easy, I guess, for me. It's not like, oh, okay, I wake up one morning, I want to get naked and have sex with these people.
So how did that come about? I mean, at what point did you start thinking about it?
Well, you know, so I was dating this boyfriend of mine, and then I was going to college. And
was he your first guy?
He was. So, and I was still a virgin.
You were still a virgin?
I was still a virgin. Okay. We had only kissed and we did oral and that was it.
Wow.
So in college, I was taking a bunch of art classes. I had to go and buy a digital camera, which they were really crappy back then, but they were still good enough. And I wasn't doing a whole lot with it. So I started taking pictures of myself naked. Well, I started off promiscuous and then I kind of eventually went out in that direction to being naked and things of that sort and then start playing with inanimate objects as toys. Uh-huh. And after a period of time, I collected tons of pictures and thought, well, what the hell do I do with these?
Yeah.
So I built I created a Yahoo group, which was Yahoo Club at the time, and started posting the pictures on there. In that time period that I was doing that, I started to develop a decent fan base. Mm-hmm. And I would interact with them, just talk to them about normal everyday things, flirt with them or whatever, and post pictures. And this was free. So I was doing that. And in the meantime, you know, my boyfriend at the time, he ended up going to college, which was further away up in San Luis Obispo. Mm-hmm. So we didn't work out. I was still a virgin.
Okay.
Wow. So he goes away. I was heartbroken. I was dealing with the depression of that and just, you know, felt like a whole part of me was just gone.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so, how old were you at the time?
19.
19 still.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one day I just realized, you know what, I wanted to lose my virginity when we were together. And our relationship only lasted 4 months, but we had known each other for a while. Mm-hmm. So long story short, I end up driving up there to go visit him for a weekend, and we both lost our virginity. And I came home a new woman, and at that point I was like, well, shit, we're not together. We're not going to have sex regularly. What the hell am I going to do? Like, that was awesome, I want more of that.
You discovered paradise.
And I'm like, I'm too lazy to go out there and party and meet people and deal with all that shit so I can finally have sex with somebody again. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And I was just so frustrated, too, because I'm like, already a week has gone by, and I'm like, what, sex? Oh, I know what it feels like, and I don't have it. So then I ran across a photographer over the internet who happened to be in North Hollywood. I took the chances of going there and doing a photo shoot for him for a couple of amateur websites. So I did that shoot. He turned out to be the most amazing man. Man, like, there's somebody out there looking after me because I've been so lucky of all the random people that I meet off the internet. So he told me, he says, you know what, look, Jen, you look incredibly young for your age. The industry just loves these type of people. You would do so well. You know, you've got your head on your shoulders. I could see that you could actually last a decent amount of time. So think about it and come to me and I'll point you in the right direction. I'm like, okay, great.
Yeah.
So I gave it 3 months of some thinking time, and meantime did just photo shoots and focused on my Yahoo group, and finally gave him a call and said, okay, I'm ready for this.
Wow. So were you doing this because you wanted to have a lot of sex, or you weren't really thinking
and
about the money
that much? And I was an exhibitionist at that point after doing these nude photo shoots, just that rush and the way it makes you feel, you know, people just, the photographers just like, yes, yes, just like that. Okay, let's do it. Yeah, let's, you know, and it's just like, let's do more.
So you finally decided to do this. What is the step you took? You went to him and he...
I went to him. He pointed me... He gave me contact to World Modeling, which is actually down the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a mile away. And they're known as like the legend of agencies in the adult industry. All brand new girls tend to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And I met an agent there. And he set me up with a shoot where it's just like a solo masturbation. Mm-hmm. And when I went to that shoot, I got some contact with those people. I think it was at Legend. They've been around for a long time.
Yeah,
trying to remember this. This is like, my memory sucks anyway.
10 years ago.
Yeah. So I went to Legend. I did a solo girl shoot. And they said, you know, yeah, we'd love to shoot you for more stuff, blah, blah, blah. So I didn't even have to go through that agency. It all turned out to be a whole networking thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And from there, I just met, you know, people after people and started shooting, you know, more masturbation scenes, a few things with girls, more photo shoots. I ended up doing a shoot for Ed Powers with another girl. And then from that point was when I met Rob Black at Extreme Associates and did my first boy-girl scene as a girl.
Now, that makes me wonder because you said you got into it because of the sex, and yet you didn't start right away with boy-girl.
No.
Yeah.
I was advised not to.
Right.
They said, if you want to be smart about it, don't just jump right into it right away.
Right.
You know, take your time.
Kind of make people salivate and wait for it.
Anticipation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works.
They're all like
it
dogs.
Works. Well, it works in movies. Like mainstream movies.
Yep. Exactly.
That's true. Yeah.
Or anything. Even when you start a relationship, the anticipation to, like, you know, take your clothes off and get railed. So, yeah.
How did it feel to, like, your first boy-girl scene with, like, all the cameras? Or, like, how was that? Were you nervous? Or were you just like, yes, this is amazing?
It's so strange, too, because you would think that I would be so nervous just, you know, for obvious reasons. I was nervous because I was excited. And then I was also nervous because I was, you know, I guess I can be very vain in some ways. So I was nervous because I'm like, oh my God, am I going to be as good as all these other girls, mm-hmm. these big girl names, you know, in the industry at the time. So I really wanted to make sure that I did everything and anything that the producer and director wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So they sit down with you and they tell you, this is what the scenario is going to be. This is what we kind of want you to do. These are the positions that we want to see and things of that sort. And so in the middle of having sex, you're trying to enjoy it. Meanwhile, it's the second time I ever had sex.
Right.
And then I'm trying to remember the things that they kind of want to see. And they're just little tiny tidbits here mm-hmm. and there that make the scene.
Right.
So I was more nervous of, am I going to meet their expectations?
Right. Now, did they present you with, like, big penises right from the beginning? Or
I didn't know what was big or small. So I guess
you're a tiny girl. You would know, right?
No, it definitely felt like I was losing my virginity again. the guy was nice, though. I still feel that way sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, that feels so good. Am I losing my virginity again? Like, this is crazy. Let's do that again.
Yeah. So you said you started with girl. Had you been with girls before that?
No.
No, huh?
No.
Never.
No.
So what made you decide that you can do that? I mean, were you ever curious about
That's
it?
That's a good question. When I was taking pictures of myself, I was also going on the internet and looking at porn.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And there's a website called ALSscan.com, and they've been around for years, I think since the mid-90s. I think everybody out there will probably know about
it. Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah.
And they're just, you know, beautiful, all-natural girls that are shaven, and they just put them in different settings. And now there was this one girl, I think she was from the Czech Republic. Her name was Jana.
Mm.
And I just thought she was the most drop-dead gorgeous thing ever. The first girl I ever seen that I went, holy crap, like, you turned me on. And that was my first experience of being turned by a woman and having that thought in my head, like, oh, gosh, what would it be like?
Mm.
So from that point, and, you know, obviously when you're doing nude modeling and things like that, you know, the opportunity just kind of gets offered to you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, duh, you know.
It gets thrown at you, actually. Like, please, we'll pay you more for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is funny because when I did that photo shoot for that guy, that random guy in North Hollywood, I ended up, like, walking out the door with my bags, and he's like, wait, Jen, oh God, we need to talk. And he says, don't you ever, ever leave a photo shoot without a check in your hand. I'm like, oh, I'm getting paid.
Whoa.
I thought I was going to get copies in the mail.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and people wonder why people get into porn. You know, I mean, you make a lot of money, you have a lot of fun. Mm. Why not? You know?
Yeah.
Now, did you ever think about people? So you said you're an exhibitionist, right? So
yeah.
It never bothered you. I mean, not only did it not bother you, but you like people seeing you nude.
Yeah, it's you know, like some people like roller coasters.
Right.
I don't, but you know, getting naked and doing crazy things that not everybody can do is exciting.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you when I was single? Yeah. You see, it's a big turn on for men to be to meet women that are very sexual and stuff. You know, because you were raised with the belief that girls are not into sex, you know, blah, 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 when you're younger. You
right.
know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you grow up and you realize, hey, they want sex as much as I do.
It's funny because this is a conversation that I had the other night with two girlfriends. It was my girlfriend's birthday. And they were talking about, because we're talking about sex, and they're like, we just don't like it that much. Like, I'm like, what?
Mm.
And I am like a very sexual person. So right. I'm like, how can you not like sex? Are you retarded? And they're like, you know, like, what is wrong with you? And they're like, I'm like, when do you have it with it? And they're like, oh, I don't know, maybe like once a week. And I'm like, I need it like in the morning, 5 minutes later, 5 minutes later. Whatever. Like, I could go for hours and hours. Like, I love it. Like, what is wrong with you?
How does it not feel good enough for them to want it more?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like,
there's
got to
be
done,
some inhibitions there, you know?
I don't understand. Yeah, I don't get that. And both of them were like, well, they're both Russian, too. And I was like, maybe it's just a Russian thing?
That's crazy, because they're the ones that are the freaks.
That's what you think? That's what you would think? Yeah. So I was like, that's weird. All right. And they're looking at me, and I'm like, is something wrong with me? Like, I want it all the time. And I don't know.
Well, you know, we've got issues. But you know what? I'm okay with those issues. They're
I know.
Fun.
Yeah, but I'm single, so it sucks.
I'm sure it's not hard for you to find penis if you want it.
Yeah, but I'm like so careful now.
It takes a huge effort. It really does. It does.
For a woman, too?
I think both men and women, I think it varies. Mm-hmm. It really does. I mean, for women, I think it's difficult because, you know, you don't want to be stuck with some cocky guy that, you know, eventually just like, fuck, why did I do that?
Yeah.
Because, you know, then he's hooked on you and he's calling you all the time, you know, and you don't want to deal with that.
Right.
But then, you know, with guys, they have it hard because they don't want rejection.
Right.
I know that takes a big toll on their ego.
Yeah,
so,
it does.
You know,
it does. Yeah, it is hard work for guys, I agree. But with women, I didn't realize that, you know, so.
Well, we can be very insecure.
Yeah, I guess
and
that's
true. And I
think
it's just part of our nature, and we can work on that. But we always have that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. So getting back into the sex. So you started doing boy, right?
Boy, girl.
I'm sorry.
That comes later.
Yeah. Okay.
Can't happen with you.
Only with a strap on. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding.
So you were doing that for a while. Did you ever get into anal?
In 2003, I did. I gave it a try, and I did my first anal as a double penetration scene.
Oh my gosh.
You're like, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it all the way.
All the way.
Oh my God.
We get plugged in all holes. Wow.
We call that airtight.
Airtight.
Oh, my cheeks hurt.
So
usually it's like the jaws itch you. Your jaw's hurting, not your cheeks.
Well, when you laugh a lot, the cheeks hurt. So, wow, I mean, this is amazing. You know, at what point did you decide you're going to do anal? I mean, I know that they tell you don't do it right away,
right?
To keep your value in the market and so forth.
And that's true,
So how long after you started that you decided you're going to...
3 years.
And so you had never done it in your personal life, right?
No.
Wow.
Not even a finger or a toy or anything.
Wow.
And I went straight to DP. And the thing is I didn't have anybody to give me advice other than the company owner himself. He's just like, oh, just, you know, put some toys up there a few hours before and you're good to go. I was so terrified to do that, so I didn't even do that. There was no toy that went up my butt. I literally, the only thing that went up there was this tiny little enema, you know, thing. And I tried to do as much as I could to clean out and went straight for it. And I don't know how I did that.
Did it hurt?
It didn't hurt. It was awkward. I wanted to go to the bathroom every time
I
went in.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah, and you know what? And I still never got used to that. So I did probably a dozen, thinking that, okay, I'm going to get used to this. I'm going to get used to this. Because everybody says, you got to just keep doing it, and eventually, you know, you'll get comfortable with it. And I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Did you enjoy it at all?
I only enjoyed it when I was doing DP.
Really?
Because
it's like really naughty and stuff, huh?
Yes, really, and then dirty. You got the penetration going on in your vagina, so it kind of helps distract that awkwardness.
Yeah. That's true, yeah.
The straight anal, I mean, it was fine. I just had to put my mind in a whole different world and think of certain things that would turn me on to get me to relax.
Right.
Because the more you tense up, the more awkward it feels.
Yeah.
So I had to breathe deep, not hyperventilate. Yeah. It's just, so I learned to, you know, get used to it, but I got to a point where I was like, you know what? I can't keep doing this.
Yeah.
There's too much prep work. I love to eat food, and you can't when you take it up the butt. So I'm sacrificing so much. I'm not doing this anymore.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Get me food. It's like getting, you know, I'm getting boinked up the butt, and I'm like, you know, give me a freaking sandwich or something. And I'm starving.
Wait, so when you take the enema, is like, how long do you have to do it, like a couple days in advance to like prepare for it, or can you do it just like
anything that I did never really worked perfectly, so I never mastered it. What I was doing is I didn't have lunch the day before dinner, and I would just have like a liquid diet and then do the enema the morning of, and you know, sometimes it was successful and sometimes it just was not.
Oh gosh.
Wow.
There's actually some funny behind the scenes for DP Virgins 15 where we stop and I'm like, you know, fidgeting, and I'm like, what's that smell?
Oh my God.
And nobody else smells it but me, of course, because I'm this obsessive compulsive freak that thinks everything smells.
And the same way.
They're like, you're fine, baby. You don't have to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, that smells like my butt.
Oh my God. Jeez.
So funny.
So now, in the last few minutes we have, I wanted to ask you, so you met your husband on the internet. Right? I'm sure he didn't know right away who you were, right? Or did he?
Oh, he did.
Oh, he did?
Okay.
So he approached you and he knew what he's getting into, right?
Yes.
Okay. So was he living in Texas all this time or here? Or?
I think he was living in Texas at the time. He does a lot of traveling for work as
right.
well, so he was all over the place.
So how long before you guys met in person?
I don't remember.
Really? Like a few months or something?
Oh, probably. We talked off and on, I think, over a year or so.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Without ever meeting each other in person?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we just kind of reached a point where we were talking almost every single day, and then every day, and then finally I was like, okay, well, I'm going to San Diego, and you have a friend in San Diego, so let's meet in San Diego.
Amazing. And you liked him right off the bat?
Yeah, so much that, like, clothes came off within an hour.
Wow. And he's like, wow, man, I hit the mother load here.
It was more like, oh, crap, what am I doing? And then, like, all of a sudden his pants off, and I'm like, oh, shit, I haven't done this in a while because it was kind of big, and I'm like, oh, crap. What did I get myself into?
Now, when you're with him, obviously it must be different than being on the set, right? Because being on the set is like work.
Yeah.
And, you know, even though, you know, I mean, you screw here and you screw there, it's different, right? You have more feelings.
Because it's like emotion.
Right. Yeah, what she said.
Right.
There can be a lot of passion and lovemaking involved, but then there's those moments where you can do the combination or you're just like, you know, I just... Would you come over here, please, right now? Because I'm going to fuck the shit out of you.
Yeah. Well, sounds good to me, man.
How long have you guys been together?
Almost 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
We've been married, yeah.
So you got married and you decided to move to Texas where he's based or something?
Yeah.
Cool.
He actually spent he spent 13 months in Iraq.
Wow.
And I got to see him every 3 months.
Wow.
Working as a civilian.
Yeah.
So we got to travel a lot in that period of time.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yeah. And you seem happy and everything.
Yeah.
So.
I am happy.
Yeah.
I'm also happy to be here.
Wonderful. And he has no problem with your profession, right? I mean,
no.
He knew in advance.
Exactly.
It doesn't bother him.
Yes.
Because he knows at the end of the day, you're coming home. It's not like you have feelings towards those guys or anything.
And it's funny when you mention that because, you know, you hear a lot of girls in the business that say they struggle to find somebody that's understanding to, you know, what you do for a living or what you did.
Right.
And I think it's all a matter of the people that you attract.
Mm-hmm.
You are what you attract. So, you know, if you don't put your mind in that set that, I'm not going to find it, then, you're not going to find it. You're going to just find all these people that really are just completely against all. Everything that you do.
Yeah.
So if you surround yourself with those thoughts, you're going to surround yourself with those type of people. And it's worked for me, so it must work for others if you try it. That's my opinion.
I know, I completely agree, and we've talked about this before. It's karma, and it's also like the energy you put out is what you get back.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
And on that note, for everybody who wants to check out Jen, it's Jen Padova. Jen Padova is the name, Jen with a G, and the website is Jenerizer. GENERIZER.com. And you can see a lot of pictures and learn about her. And you're also on Wikipedia. So
I have her Twitter here, too. It's,
what is your Twitter?
At G Padova.
Okay. Sounds good.
G-P-A-D-O-V-A.
Sounds good. Jen, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you.
You're
very
a lot of fun.
And
you're
you
welcome back anytime.
Thanks.
I'm sure there's a lot more that we haven't really discovered about you.
Yeah, there's a lot
but
more.
I think we got a pretty good picture. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Do you have anything to promote? You came into LA.
I'm going to be doing my first webcam show for the website on the 30th. It's at 7 p.m. Pacific time.
Amazing. Oh, and that's going to be live.
It's going to be live, and it's free for members and lifetime members as well.
So that's right on your website.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
I'd give anything to see you masturbate. So I'll be there.
I might have to tune in.
Yeah. All right, Jen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brigetta,
thank you. Thank you.
And we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.